This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 375 for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning, seeing some consolidation after dropping sharply lower yesterday. Canola trading within a dollar of unchanged July, down 50 cents now at $617.50 per ton. Yesterday's sell-off was bearish from a chart standpoint, encouraging additional speculative selling overnight. However, support was also uncovered to the downside, with market participants showing a reluctance to push values too much lower for the time being. Weather systems are bringing welcome moisture to parts of the prairies, weighing a bit on values, although more precipitation will be needed through the growing season. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided underlying support, with soybeans also turning higher after overnight losses. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were untraded, with markets closed for May Day holidays. In the U.S., soybeans are posting small gains, while corn and wheat are steady to lower. The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady in an announcement later today, but traders will follow the news closely for any signs of future monetary policy. Soybeans up 2 cents in the July contract at $11.65 per bushel. A two-day strike by port workers in Argentina has wrapped up, with soy meal and oil expected to start moving out of the country once again. Meanwhile, only about 10% of Brazil's soybean crop is still to be harvested, with forecasts for rain likely causing delays for those final fields. U.S. weather, meanwhile, is mixed as seeding progress advances. Above normal temperatures are expected in most areas, but rains are also in the forecast. Corn, it is lower, down 3 cents in July at $4.44 per bushel. Corn seeding in the U.S. is running ahead of normal, but widespread rains will likely cause some delays. Traders are still trying to get a better handle on updated U.S. renewable fuel policies announced yesterday that call for more climate-smart agricultural practices. Wheat, it is mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in July at $7.01 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 7 cents in July at $6.28 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in July at $5.98 per bushel. Welcome precipitation should help condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crops, while dry parts of Russia are also forecast to see some rain. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.